The views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers of Radio Free ARFCOM do not necessarily reflect those of AR15.com, BBS Radio, or their advertisers. When any techniques, skills, or theories are presented, they reflect the practices and opinions of the individual presenting them, but not necessarily those of Radio Free ARFCOM, AR15.com, or BBS Radio. In all circumstances, Radio Free ARFCOM, AR15.com, and BBS Radio expressly disclaim any liability that may result in the use or misuse of any information featured in this program.
Transmission begin.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
Let's go.
All this stuff you've heard about America not wanting to fight, wanting to stay out of the war, is a lot of horse dung. Americans traditionally love to fight. All real Americans love the stink of battle.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty, or give me death.
Radio Free ARFCOM starts now.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Radio Free ARFCOM starts right now. It has been a hectic month here at AR15.com for everybody involved, getting ready for the AR15.com Pro-Am 3-gun event at Rock Castle Shooting Center in Kentucky. We start the show off, as usual, with Joe DeBurgolis, and he has been the little engine that could to make this happen. Joe, it's great to have you on. It's great to finally have the event here this week.
Hey, John, always good to be with you, my friend, and I am finally glad that we're here. We're going to light the candle and see what happens.
Now, I understand that it's been pretty much an anthill of activity over there, getting ready. Why don't you kind of run everybody through what the next 3 days are actually going to consist of now that we are here?
Most certainly, John. We have a great bunch of people out here. Nick Noble and the Noble family have outdone themselves. Their staff and their hospitality is knows no limits or boundaries. The next couple of days, we are right now setting up the whole Rock Castle complex to ensure that it's fan-friendly, spectators can get around, and the stages, of which can be seen at our website, are challenging for the pros, challenging for the amateurs, and then when we come together for the Pro-Am, the NRA Life of Duty Pro-Am Challenge, that's going to be something of highlight, and also that we have our demonstrations in live firearms shooting events that all the spectators can partake, is that it's friendly for them as well. So it's been a crazy couple hours here. We've got everything going. Tomorrow's when the ROs come on in. They're coming in tonight. They're going to shoot the course and basically beta test it to make sure that everything's working, everything's up to snuff, and obviously being safe. Friday, Saturday, Sunday are the 3 days of competition for the amateurs. Shoot a separate competition at the same time as the pros are shooting theirs. So the amateurs will be shooting Friday and Saturday. The pros will be shooting Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Pro-Am Challenge, as we spoke of, sponsored by Life of Duty, will be coming on Sunday. But, John, I encourage everybody to come out. It's going to be a great time. We have LaRue Tactical. They came up big as always. They're out here with they're setting up their chuck wagon right now. They're going to be out there, and you can come out and try a variety of their firearms at various distances. Dakota Meyer is going to be here. The Marine who received the Congressional Medal of Honor is the guest of the LaRue's. Benelli is having a side match. They can come out and try all their products. FN is having a side match. You can try all of their products. NRA is coming up big for this event. We have the Free Gun Experience. So if you've never shot three gun, you can come out free of charge, and you can transition between the pistol, rifle, and shotgun, just like the people down the road, and it's all in the same complex. You can see, you can try your hand at it. We're also doing a defensive pistol type of thing where you'll be given a scenario, and you'll be able to go engage some targets. totally free of charge. These are things that we've done to make sure that when the ARFCOMers come down, if they're participating, that's great. If they're here to spectate, if they want to be interested in doing it in the future, they can take a look at it, see what it's like. It's very fan-friendly, very close up in the action. I just ran into Pete Brown and Chad Adams of Three Gun Nation. They love it because they've been filming right along today. They do some background, and it's really, really just setting up to be a fantastic event, John.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. It sounds like if you show up and just as a spectator, you're going to get as much or maybe more trigger time than the people that are there to compete.
I'm telling you, you're going to get a ton of trigger time, and let me not forget, we're going to have a vendor's row. You can come out here. You can sample everything. All our sponsors are going to be here. They're going to be out there, so you can see, try, purchase, if you'd like, the product. The great folks from Daniel Defense, Bushnell, Troy Industries, NSSF, the National Shooting Sports Foundation, they're out here. We have just about every one of our comm sponsors have come on and come on strong to make this an event. If you're in the area, we cordially invite you to stop by. It's going to be something to remember.
Now, when you first started talking, I missed the very first. I was just finishing up some of the last little paperwork here for the show. I missed the very first thing you were talking about. Did you talk about CMMG yet?
I did not. I was leaving that to the end. CMMG,
okay.
One of our biggest sponsors, great guys. Jeff Overstreet and his family have been very good to me and to the event. They're bringing out a variety of automatic firearms. So, yes, we're going to have machine gun shoots here at Rockcastle. And, yes, if you come out here and you sign the waiver, you'll be eligible to go ahead and let rip. I want everybody to know out there that there are people out here with automatic firearms. That's something, obviously, that's hotly contested on AR15.com and various threads. We are machine gun friendly, especially down here in Kentucky. So, once again, AR-15 is bringing the rock and rollers out, and it's something that the spectators, as long as everything is okay, can avail themselves to the activity.
Just fantastic. It's just going to be a great time. I'm glad you got Chad Adams down there, and we are going to try to see if we can't put together a couple of surprise shows for our listeners. We're going to try to get a couple of live broadcasts maybe Friday evening and Saturday evening after the shooting is done. Maybe we can get a couple of these vendors to come on and talk about new products and maybe a couple of these shooters to come and talk about their experience. So that's what our goal is just for our listeners going forward so they kind of have a little tease about something coming up this weekend. So even if you can't make it there, you can still listen and get a little bit here at Radio Free ARFCOM. Now, I'm looking at this sponsor page, Joe, and every time I click on it at the RockCastle3GunProAm.com webpage, it's just amazing the amount of people that have turned up to support this event.
We're very, very fortunate. We worked very, very long and hard to make sure that all of our sponsors get the most out of their participation. We have a variety of first-time three-gun sponsors. We'd love to have them. We've got some tried-and-true veterans who have come forward. We're doing a lot of good things. So we want to make sure this is something that's a success on all levels, from the vendors' row to the competitors' stages to the spectators come out there. In true ARFCOM fashion, to make sure that our membership, the people who visit AR15.com daily, like you and I do, John, come out here and say, hey, what a great thing that Avila's got involved with, and the great work on your part, John, and the people behind the scenes that made this thing come forward. It's something we look forward to doing in the future, but this is an ARFCOM meetup to end all ARFCOM meetups. It's been really great working with our sponsors. You're going to be interviewing one, Tom Fuller from Bushnell and Bushnell Tactical. Great guy. They have a great line of products. They're going to be out here on display. They're also going to be involved with LaRue, so you'll be shooting through Bushnell Optics. Great guy. It's going to be a great interview for you. By happenstance, I ran into Trey Tuggle, who just came back from Camp Perry. Very, very successful rollout of his National Defense match, and you'll be talking about him more. He's out here. He's going to be shooting the course as well. It's great, John. It really is. It's great to see old friends, make some new friends. But, you're always around friends when you're involved with ARFCOM.
Always. You're around family when you're involved with ARFCOM. That's how my experience has been. Now, I know you have just a plate full of stuff in the next 3 days, Joe, 4 days. But are you going to get some trigger time yourself in down there?
I'm hoping, John, I want to get out there with the guys. If I can, I'm going to go out with the range officers tomorrow. The biggest thing, I want to make sure that everybody here, from the top competitor to a spectator or somebody who happens to mosey on in, has a fantastic time. That's what my whole goal is here. So if I don't get any trigger time, that's okay. I had a lot of it at Industry Masters, which we talked about, and I'll have some in future events because three guns not going away. We got some great matches upcoming. Kirk Broyles is doing a fantastic job with the upcoming Lake of Ozarks three gun match. So I may be out there to really do some damage if possible. But if I get out there, fine, buddy. But if not, that's okay, too, because I want everybody to have a great time.
Now, I hear a rumor that several of the Avilas will be in town. Do we have any confirmation or sighting yet, just for the people that maybe want to just go and meet Ed or meet Goat Boy or Ed Sr., whoever? Are they in town yet? Do we have official confirmation, Joe?
Well, obviously, they move by the cover of darkness, and we want to make sure. The Avilas are here, and as you know, they're like family. They're going to be around, available to talk to any ARFCOMer. Come on up. You'll see them. We're flying the Boldface logo everywhere down here, and they'll be available to talk to and what have you. We talked about family. We talked about, you know, being around people that you haven't seen in a while. It's whenever they're in town, it's a great homecoming for me, but they're going to be here. That's what the site's built upon. It's built on their family and the way they feel about people. So it's something where, yes, they'll be here as soon as they rappel out of the rafters. I'll make sure I have total confirmation, but I got some pretty reliable source. They're in and around the complex.
outstanding. So I encourage everybody, seriously, we've been saying it now for months and months since we first announced it, that this is not just an event for the competitors. If you've missed out on the entry fee, if you're not able to compete in the pro or the amateur competition, just go show up. Just all you have to do is go show up, and you are going to have a fantastic time there. There's just going to be... Every vendor you've ever wanted to shoot one of their guns is going to be there with guns you can shoot. You're going to be able to do side matches, all different kinds. Are they going to be able to actually see? Are spectators going to be actually able to see or shoot on the cave range, Joe?
That is part of the competition.
Okay.
If we get our people through, there'll be an opportunity for them to give it a whirl. But right now, obviously, for that particular match, that stage, that would be primarily for the competitors. It's something where we're going to be doing a lot more here at Rockcastle, and that'll be particularly something we bring forward on other ARFCOM shoots. So we will definitely have that. If we don't get it today, guys, we'll make sure it's part of an upcoming ARFCOM shoot to make sure that it's everybody who wants to can. It's a lot of fun. I've shot it at Industry Masters. I've shot it, I think it was at Blue Ridge as well, which is another great three-gun match here at Rockcastle. Usually happens around April-May time frame. And it's a great time. It truly is. Who can say they ever shot in a cave before?
Exactly.
But, all the rest of the, you know, without shooting that one, my friend, there's so many other opportunities to get some trigger time. And the one thing I want to make certain that all money raised here this weekend is going through the Life of Duty program. The NRA's Life of Duty program is something fantastic. We've been working on that for several years, John. We spoke about it before. It's something where the Brownells family, Pete Brownell will be down here, has come on forward. They have a bunch of sponsors. Colt, who's sponsoring us here as well, is one of them. FN is one of their sponsors now. It's a great opportunity to support two specific charities. We talked about them before, but let's repeat them again. Task Force Dagger, which supports the Wounded Warriors of the 5th Special Forces Group, which is right down the road here at Fort Campbell, and the Lone Survivor Foundation, which is former Navy SEAL Mark Luttrell organization that does fantastic work. And let's not forget, and we're honoring with a memoriam on the back of the match T-shirts, those who gave their lives three weeks ago, mm-hmm. in that horrific tragedy where it's befallen our SEALs, our Air Force Special Operations operators, as well as those in the Army that were bringing them in and out. So it's something where it's a special place, but what we're doing here is, yeah, it's a fraternal opportunity for us to shoot. It is a competition, but we're also raising funds to support those great organizations.
Yeah, absolutely. Without a doubt, I can't say enough about the Life of Duty network. And for people that aren't even that familiar with it, go to the NRALifeofDuty.tv webpage. They've got a lot of stuff there about the Life of Duty network, what it's about, how you can help, what you can do to help out with the Life of Duty network on your own and in your hometown. So please check out that website, NRALifeofDuty.tv. Okay, I just got my message from the producer. He is working on getting Tom on right now. Joe, I know how hectic this last couple of weeks have been for you and these next few days are going to be. I appreciate you taking any time you can take out for us here at Radio Free ARFCOM, and I really look forward to hopefully we can pull this off here with the studio to be able to get some of these live interviews here coming up this weekend.
Well, you know, I will try my very best. And also, when we're giving kudos out, please thank your next guest, Sergeant Major Tom Fuller of Bushnell Tactical, and my good friend, former Navy SEAL, Trey Tuggle. There'll be great interviews for you, my friend. We'll talk to you soon, John. Thanks for everything.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Really appreciate it. That is Joe DeBurglis, resident NRA board member and AR15.com NRA liaison. You can catch him as Direct Action on the NRA Activism Forum at AR15.com. Okay, we have our next guest on the line, Sergeant Major Tom Fuller. We're going to get to you, Tom, in 1 second. I just have a little housekeeping to do. I've got to announce winners for the last radio show we had. We gave away three copies of Jim Morris's three-gun book, and the winners of that were Strat 81, JDMNAR, that's one name, JDMNAR, and J97531. You are the three winners of the Jim Morris three-gun book. I will be sending you all instant messages on AR15.com, but if you hear this before you get my message, please send me an instant message with your shipping information. We'll have Jim autograph those books and ship them right out to you. And we also had giveaways with Panteo Productions. They gave away a three-pack of DVDs to one winner, and they gave away five DVDs, individual DVDs of your choice to five other winners. So I will announce those winners right now. The grand prize winner of the three-pack of training DVDs from Panteo Productions was JH1990. JH1990, you are the grand prize winner. Please send me your shipping information. The runners-up were Jubz, J-U-B-Z, Medic Frost, Naga, 0612 Devil, and Eric Taylor. Those are the five runners-up. I will be sending out everybody a instant message to have you send me your shipping information as soon as possible so I can get it out to the people that provided these prizes, Jim Morris, and, of course, the guys at Panteo Productions. We'll get that out to you as soon as possible. I'll announce the winners again right before we get off the air towards the end of the hour this hour. So, meanwhile, let's get right back. Sergeant Major Tom Fuller from Bushnell, the military division of Bushnell. How are you today, Tom, and thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
First of all, I want to thank you for your service to our country. We have nothing but the utmost respect for our veterans here at AR15.com. I definitely have to thank you for that.
Thank you.
Now, tell us a little bit. Obviously, you've got a pretty serious military background yourself. Tell us a little bit about your background, Tom, and how you ended up getting involved with Bushnell.
Okay. Well, you know, I am Sergeant Major retired. I retired from the military in December 2009. I spent most of my career in the Ranger Regiment. For Special Operations Command, served all over the Army as typical from a 21-year veteran. My last tour of duty was 2 years at the Army Marksmanship Unit as a Sergeant Major. What a great unit, great time, just some excellent soldiers and very skilled shooters there, and I was very lucky to be a part of that. As I was retiring, there was a Special Forces Net. If you have a Special Operations background and you're getting ready to retire, you can sign up to get postings that industry or others may want of someone with your background. I saw a posting from Bushnell on there. Got my attention. I've always been a hunter, grew up hunting and fishing, thought, well, that's neat. Bushnell's wanting to hire somebody with my type of background. I looked at it and realized they wanted somebody to do military sales, and the military tactical market was their focus. Well, I didn't realize they had a military tactical division, and I started looking at their product line and things, and went out and talked to the company, and they didn't have a military tactical market, but they wanted to develop it. So I looked real hard at their product line, looked real hard at the the Elite Series scopes and some of their laser rangefinders, and I said, this is as good as anything I've used, anything I've looked at. I think there's some real potential here, and it was exciting. I was impressed with the company, and jumped on board. I've been with them coming up on 2 years now.
Well, that's amazing. So you are one of the pioneers for the Bushnell Military line.
That's right. You know, my job is national sales manager for military, but I do a lot of product development, business development, just kind of bringing the brand to the market. I shoot long-range matches. I shoot three-gun matches, use all our stuff. And, you know, interestingly, when the first match I went to was the Sniper's Hide Cup when I started working for Bushnell, and I showed up with a Bushnell scope, and that match and many other after, I was the only Bushnell there. I just shot the Mammoth Sniper match in Kentucky a couple months ago, just on my squad. There were 10 of the Bushnell HDMRs just on my squad, and I was very happy to see that my work's starting to pay off.
I bet you were. I bet you were. Let's talk a little bit about that HDMR rifle scope, because it's a pretty nice piece of equipment.
Yeah, it's kind of the hottest scope going right now. If you get on the forums and the webs, we've got a huge demand for it. We're getting calls all the time from our dealers wondering when they're going to be able to sell it. We're back ordered thousands of them right now, and we just launched it. But it's a very good scope. First of all, it's a 34 millimeter tube. It's a 3.5 to 21 power range, which to me is just right on for a sniper scope, especially for urban ops where you may have to clear your way to your sniper's position. You got 3.5, the big field of view. It's got a variety of reticles. The Horse H59. The Tremor reticle. George Gardner at GA Precision Rifles actually designed a reticle specifically for this scope. He was so impressed with the scope, he said, I've got a new reticle. I'll give it to you guys if you'll just put in that scope because I want it. We've got a few Mil Hash reticles that we're coming out with, and then the Mil Dot, which is a mainstay, and will always have a place in the market.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive line of reticles there. And the thing I've always liked about Bushnell is I do have a couple of pairs of Bushnell binoculars, but I've always liked that you can bang those things around, you can rough them up, you can drop them, and your lenses just stay in place. Nothing gets out of focus, nothing gets out of whack. They seem to really put up with quite a bit of abuse, and I'm guessing the military line is as sturdy, if not more.
It is, and, you know, being that it is a new product and we're pushing it so hard within the military and tactical community, right now, as we speak, this thing's probably being tested at numerous places throughout the military labs. Several government agencies are testing it right now, and I'm getting calls a lot that they're very, very impressed with the durability and ruggedness of the scope because, you know, as well as I do, these guys don't play around when they're testing the ruggedness of a product that they're thinking they're going to take to combat with them.
No, let's talk a little bit more about the military line at Bushnell's because, to be honest, until I was in touch with Joe DeBurgolis about you, I was not aware that you guys had as much in the military line as you actually do.
Well, yeah, and you know, we're slowly making changes and getting our Bushnell Tactical line looked at. 2012, we're launching Bushnell Tactical. It's going to have a different look, a different feel. It's going to communicate to the tactical market, to the military customer. They're going to be able to connect with the brand. But we've had some very good successes early on so far. We have a laser rangefinder contract with the Army, with the M320 grenade launcher program. I'll probably ship about 18,000 laser rangefinders this year to the Army in that contract. That contract will be up for renewal at the end of the year, and we're very confident that no one's going to beat our performance at the price. We just found out within just a few weeks we've developed a sniper rifle tripod system. You've seen several different tripod systems that go from standing to kneeling, and we've developed one, and the military has told us that, you know, the testing is complete, and they really like what we see, and we're in negotiations now for how we're going to sell it into the military. That's a very exciting. But, you know, Bushnell is an optics company. It's known as an optics company. And we realize to really get to the tactical market, we're going to have to establish our foothold with an optic, a rifle scope, spotting scopes, and those kind of things. So we're pushing really, really hard, and I feel like our chances are very, very good with this HDMR to be the sniper scope for the new M110 sniper rifle that the Army's looking at. We're very excited about our chances.
Yeah, and it you mentioned Sniper's Hide earlier, but there is actually quite a bit of talk over there on Sniper's Hide about that rifle. It was pointed out to me. I went and checked it out. It seems to be getting quite a lot of good reviews. It definitely has.
It really has. There's guys that's used it in matches that are talking about. There's guys that are just super happy with the features of this scope for the price. And it's just, like I said, we're just trying to keep up right now. So I know there's a lot of dealers out there wanting it. I know there's a lot of individuals out there wanting it. But we're making them as fast as we can, but keeping the quality up. But they'll get them soon. They'll get them soon.
Now, tell us a little bit about the Fusion LRF binos.
Okay. This is one of the products that has impressed me the most in our line, and I'm very, very excited about it. And I'll talk about two products, actually. The Fusion binoculars is a top-quality binocular, comparable to anything out there. It's in a 10x42 or 12x50, but integrated into it is a laser rangefinder. The laser rangefinder in this Fusion Bino, and you know, it's one thing to see what's written on the spec sheet when you're shopping for laser rangefinders, what the capability is, but this laser rangefinder literally works to and beyond 1,600 meters, wow. And that's just super impressive. The laser rangefinder, the Fusion actually has ballistic data in it. That's been tested by several units informally within the military, saying it's very accurate. I've tested it as well. So basically, you can set up in there your bullet load combination, and it will give you holdover in inches, MOA, or centimeters. It'll read your range. It has a built-in inclinometer that offsets those holdovers. But again, the most impressive thing is that day in and day out, it will range a target beyond a mile. I mean, when you're talking of a set of commercial off-the-shelf laser rangefinder binoculars that will actually range targets at 16, 17, 100 yards. It really is a value. And these things sell the market. They're going on the market for just under $1,000. And they really perform. They're waterproof. They're rugged. They're durable. And we're selling them into the military. And I'm sure, I haven't looked, but I'm sure there's plenty of good reviews out there. I recommend anybody try them. Don't take my word for it. Try them. Find me at a match. I'll have a set with me. The next thing I'll talk about is the Elite 1600. It has the same capability as the Fusion Bino, but it's in a small, compact 7x26 monocular. And I was at Rifles Only down in Texas yesterday, shooting with Jacob Bynum and those guys down there, and we were ranging targets consistently to 1600, 14, 15, 1600 consistently with a small, you know, $600 laser rangefinder off the shelf. Works great. Wow. Very proud of that.
Yeah, that's impressive. Like you say, to be able to consistently do it at those type of ranges is it's been a challenge for some people who have attempted it before. But it looks like you guys have a handle on it.
We really do. And again, there's plenty of guys out there listening to me going, "Man, I bought every set of laser rangefinders on the market, and if it says 1,000, I'm lucky to get 600." But
right.
But you know, I'll tell you again, I'm all over the place. I always have them with me. I'm in every match almost. And you walk up and say, "Can I try them?" I'll hand them to you and let you try them. I won't say a word. You know, and I encourage you to talk to your buddies that own them. They really work that well. Very proud of that.
Now, just a quick side note. What type of presence is Bushnell going to have at the AR15.com Pro-Am?
We are a gold sponsor. I will just tell you real quick, I'm super excited about this match for many reasons. One, from industry perspective, we think this is really going to change a lot of things. With the NRA, with the reach the NRA has, with the support NRA is going to put behind this, AR15.com coming in as the title sponsor of this match, the reach they have, the people they reach, I think this will change the way industry looks at sponsoring these events. There's been great events. There's been great events for the shooter, but this is really going to take the industry support of these and really pay them back in spades with the amount of people that's going to know about these matches, know about the products and the sponsors of these matches. Super excited about that. I'm very excited as a shooter to shoot this match. Jeff Kramlett, I've known him for years. Great guy. I can just imagine what he's got in store for us at this match, and I'm super excited to shoot it. And with Joe being the match chairman, I know this is going to be an excellent match. And finally, that it's at Rock Castle Shooting Center in Kentucky. If you haven't had a chance to go there, man, that place is just amazing. The hospitality, the staff there, the facility is unbelievable. And I'm just really excited about this match all around. I will be shooting it. Aloysius Donovan, one of the military sales managers that works for me, will be shooting it, and Bushnell will be a gold sponsor at the match.
So will people be able to – are you going to have a booth there so people can come and try out
Yeah, you know, typically, we'll be set up with a table. All the products we've talked about, I will have there. You're going to be able to come over, use them, look at them. I'm very available at these matches. I'm there to shoot it and have fun, but my job is to be there and just, you know, let people see what I'm using and how well it's working for me.
Yeah, it's awesome. It really is going to be an event. It's going to be the event of the season if you're a shooter. And if you have any chance to get there, I'm telling you guys out there listening, if you have any chance to get there, you got to show up at least for one day this weekend at the Rock Castle Shooting Center, because it is going to be quite the gun lovers party down there. Let's get back and talk some more about these Bushnell products. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Tom.
I was going to echo that. You know, one of the things, a lot of guys go, well, it's full, I'm not in the match, but I'm telling you, with this facility at Rock Castle and the way we're really opening the arms as the industry and as the shooting community to bringing in new folks into this, this is going to be a match that's, I mean, if I wasn't shooting it, I think I'd go just to see it, because it's going to be very viewer-friendly, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of side matches and stuff. If you show up, I think you're going to get to shoot some of the sponsor guns, some of the side matches. So, you know, I just want to echo what you said there.
Yeah, we had Joe DeBurgles on right before you, and he was telling us about all the different sponsors that are actually going to have guns there for people to shoot. And we pretty much came to the conclusion that you're going to get as much or more trigger time than the guys competing if you show up and just shoot all the side stuff. So,
yeah, and you won't have to pay for your own ammo.
Exactly, which makes it that much more fun. But let's get back and talk about some of these Bushnell products. One more thing, product that I thought was interesting. I didn't know that Bushnell, they actually have a gun cleaning product, the M-Pro 7.
Right. Bushnell has a family of products. Over the years, Bushnell, like many companies, has kind of acquired other products that fit with their line. We've owned the Hoppies line for years, and it's probably the most known name in gun cleaning. Very successful brand and continues to lead the market in gun cleaning. But what we've done is we've partnered with Pantheon Chemical to make a line of cleaning products specifically focused for the military and tactical shooters. And a lot of folks have probably heard about M-Pro 7. The military is really starting to get on board with it. It's basically three products in the line. There's a gun cleaner, an oil, it's called LPX, and a copper remover. One of the interesting things about it is the gun cleaner, you talk to anybody that uses it, we're selling 55-gallon drums to military units. It cuts cleaning time by a huge margin. It works like nothing I've seen. But one of the things about it is, and why the military and a lot of law enforcement agencies are really getting on board with this, is that it's totally a green product. Now, when I go sell it to a tactical guy, I don't say, lead with this is green. I show them how well it works. And
right.
Then, oh, by the way, this is a green product. So one of the things that's very appealing to these guys is they don't have to have ventilated storage rooms to store this in. It's commercially transportable around the world in commercial aircraft. It has no hazmat tied to it at all. It's non-flammable, no vapors, but it works great. I'm not an engineer. I'm not a chemist, but all I know is it works great. And when you use it one time, you're hooked on it. The oil is a fully synthetic oil. You know, most oils, or a lot of oils, and again, I work towards the military market, and, you know, the CLP is kind of the standard there. It has a flash point of about 260-65 degrees. Well, you get a machine gun or any gun hot enough, that stuff starts flashing off, and that's why you oiled your gun, you went and shot it, now it's dry. The flash point of this oil is 465 degrees. It really stays on there. It doesn't flash off. It's a very, very viscous. It actually penetrates into the pores of the metal to lubricate and protect the metals. A very good oil, and the copper remover, the great thing about it is it's been designed specifically to attack copper in your barrel. You know, with a lot of products on the market, that you leave them in your barrel, you're going to have grain in the pitting on your barrels. It will damage your barrel, shorten the barrel life. This will only attack the copper in the barrel, so it's safe to use. If you don't neutralize it after cleaning, it's not going to be a problem. It's not going to harm your barrel. Products work great, really getting some traction. And while we're talking about this, we just designed a new cleaning kit, and you're going to see it released very, very soon. Very excited with this. We've taken the M-Pro 7 line. mine and some other folks' knowledge of what the soldier and the shooter really needs to clean his weapon. No gadgets, no gimmicks, just the top quality tools you need to clean. And we've partnered with Leatherman, and we include the Leatherman mutt in this kit. So you've seen the Leatherman mutt. I know your folks
Absolutely.
Are familiar with it. It's super popular.
Very popular.
That Leatherman mutt's built around the AR rifle or any rifle for that matter. It's part of this cleaning kit. It's a tremendous value, and I think that's going to be a huge hit for us.
Yeah, and now you spoke about things coming up like the Leatherman kit, the cleaning kit. You also have a 1-6, a true one-power 1-6 scope coming out, correct?
That's right. I'm actually going to be shooting that up at the AR-15 match. It's a 1-6.5. It's a 1-6.5x24 scope. It's about 10 inches long, so it's got a real nice size profile. We've got a reticle designed in it for the combat, for the soldier, for the warfighter that fits perfectly with 3-gun. It's a first focal plane reticle. And it has a horseshoe, which you're familiar with a dot in it. When you go down to one power, that horseshoe shrinks down to appear as if a dot. So now you have a large field of view with a dot, so you can shoot fast and close. And when you crank it up to 6.5 power, you have a BDC at 300, 400, 500, and 600 yards. So you can take a precise shot. But the BDC is also your aiming or your quick-ranging reticle. So it's in one. It's a upside-down T. The vertical portion is 12 inches, represents a head, and the horizontal portion is 18 inches, represents the shooters of an average person around the world. So you just run that down to your target, or if you're a warfighter, your enemy, and whichever reticle fits better is where you pull the trigger. So it makes target acquisition, range finding, aiming completely fast and very efficient. And I'll have it up there. We're also going to have another reticle in it. It'll just have mill holds in it for those that may use it on different calibers. So it'll be very versatile in that regard. And we've got some other things coming out next year, too, with this tactical launch that are going to be really, really exciting. You know, the technology has advanced so far. We're looking at some integration of technology with laser rangefinders and optics that provide other features other than just range. You know, we have products out now that do environmentals and winds. And these things can talk through Bluetooth, and we're going to try to provide a solution for the soldiers and shooters to have the integrated technology. They're carrying less equipment, and they're more efficient.
That's an amazing thing. That's an amazing goal to have as a civilian company, to be able to make life that much easier for our warfighters. You said you will have one of the 1-6.5 scopes at the 3-gun Pro-Am this week, correct?
That's right.
So if people want to get hands-on, they can go to the Bushnell booth there and actually see the reticle for themselves.
That's right.
Get
a feel for that scope right there. You know, one of the things as we talk about, and we mentioned earlier, you know, Bushnell's new into this market. But, you know, I think the reason that we've been successful this far and why we're so optimistic about our future success is, you know, Bushnell's been the market leader in hunting scopes, binocular laser rangefinders for many years. Got over 60 years of experience in innovation to bring to the military market. You know, Bushnell was the first company to bring out handheld laser range finders, the first company to have a 6.5 power range and a rifle scope, and many, many other innovations. And we've listened to the market. We listened to our customers. We listened to our retailers. What sells? What is the customers asking for? And that's the exact same approach we're bringing to the military and tactical market. We're not just sitting back there trying to figure out what these guys need, make it, and then show it to them and say, this is what you need. We're out every day. I'm shooting with these guys. I'm interacting with the soldiers, saying, what is out there? And they said, this is what we need. This is what could be better. This is a capability that's not been addressed, and we're trying to address those things. So we're trying to make something that there's a need for out there now and address it.
And that's the way you need to do it. That sounds an awful lot about one of the companies we had on a couple of weeks ago, Battle Arms Development in Nevada, and the model that you and they have, I think, is the way where it's going to go as far as tactical shooting and products in the future, is that if you're not out in the field with the guys using it every day and getting their feedback, it's you're going to be left behind, I think.
Absolutely, and you know, because of NRA and because of AR15.com and similar organizations, you know, one of the things these companies, ourselves included, need to understand is that our customer knows as much about the equipment as we do. So you're not going to be able to make something and tell them it's great and believe it if it's not. The market is so smart. I look at every single project and with the military and with the tactical community as a technical discussion, because you just can't come out and say, look at this scope, it's a 3 to 21. People want to know how it's made, how it's put together, what goes into it. And, you know, there's the questions that I get asked, you know, it's so apparent we have a super educated market out there, and these companies have to know that.
Yeah. Now, one last question before I let you go. The three-gun obviously is huge. We talk about it on the show all the time, not just the AR-15 event, but all the three-gun events. In your experience, have you seen a lot of feedback coming from these three-gun events that is affecting the way these products are being developed?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, what's very, very interesting is how it all ties together. You know, you have a lot of military guys that shoot three-gun. You have a lot of competition shooters, some of the top guys that actually train, that are contract trainers for the military, and it all bleeds together. The military capabilities they're seeking transforms into good three-gun gear. The top three-gun shooters, as they work with companies to design things to make them better competitors, translates right into the military. And you've really seen a huge push of technology just from the three-gun sport. You know, these 1 to 6.5 like we have, and this is totally a result of the three-gun shooter saying, look, we have a rifle, and we've said it for years in the military. You're given a rifle that is very small, it's ergonomic, it's light, it's easy to maneuver in small spaces, but it also is capable of taking a precision shot at 400, 500, and 600 yards. Mm-hmm. Well, we're limiting it by the optic. You know, the red dot's a super, I mean, we make some very good ones. It's a super optic. I've used it for years, but it does limit yourself. You're not going to be able to reach out to the long-distance shots and make precise shots. The fixed right. power scopes, again, they're not versatile. So that, I would say the biggest thing is that big push, the 1.5 to 4s, what started with. Then it was the 1 to 1.1 to 4s. Then there's 1.5 to 8s, and now we've got the 1 to 6.5s, and that's a direct result of these three-gun shooters saying we need that versatility to be good, and it translates right into a capability that the military needs as well. So
yeah,
no question, they're pushing development.
Yes, it's a fantastic synergy with the three-gun working together. Military, three-gun feedback, and then, you know, companies like Bushnell can go out and make a really, really top-of-the-line product for the military guys, but also that civilians can use, and we can put on our own ARs at home.
Right. And you know, another aspect, you know, we look at how the three-gun, you know, it's just a fun, exciting sport, but when you to be good at three-gunner, you're a thinker. You're not just a shooter. Shooting is thinking, and most people realize that. It's a thinking person's game. And the military has adopted a lot of like three-gun stages in their what they would call stress fire lanes. It makes the soldier think as he's moving through a problem. He's using his weapons as tools to solve the problem. It's not just shooting. And the three-gun really has allowed the military to take a lot of these training techniques and not only training techniques but kind of qualification standards. You know, you've seen a lot of push in the Army to change qualification standards to make it more relevant to the battlefield, and that translates into what the three-gun shooters are doing every day.
Yeah, every day. And it's great. I don't think there's any doubt that three-gun's just going to continue to grow and grow and grow, and that's great for all shooters, whether you shoot three-gun or not. It just means better products for everybody.
That's right.
Anyway, we are all out of time, Tom. I have one last guest coming on. I'm going to squeeze in at the end of the show. We've been speaking with Tom Fuller, the National Sales Manager for the Military Division at Bushnell, telling us all about the amazing Bushnell products. He will be at the AR15.com Pro-Am this weekend with all of the products that he talked about today. So make sure, if you are able, you get down there. Go find Tom Fuller, shake his hand, tell him you heard him on Radio Free ARFCOM, and let him show you some of these great Bushnell products. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thank you.
And we are going to go right into Trey Tuggle, the NRA Tactical Rifle Coordinator. Trey, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
fantastic. It's great to have you on. I apologize, as usual, I run late with every single guest that I have. So I apologize. Okay. We were a few minutes late getting to you, Trey. But I really, really appreciate you coming on, because I definitely wanted to get a review from you about how the Camp Perry national match went for you the first time out with your new format.
Well, it was just an overwhelming success. They hired me a couple years ago to get the NRA moving towards new action shooting sports like three gun. Three gun is one of the fastest growing things out there, and it, you know, I shoot it. It is very exciting. After the long studies, going all the three gun matches, shooting in them, watching them, ROing and examining them, talking to the competitors, both experienced and new. I noticed that there was a niche that was not being served for the firearm shooter, and that was the rifle side of things. I mean, there's tons of good quality pistol matches out there, but there's not really any good, don't take this the wrong way, but there's not any good quality action shooting rifle matches. The NRA's got, very, excellent accuracy shooting rifle matches, but, that's not the way warfare is fought anymore, nor self-defense. So we designed this new match at the NRA. It's called the National Defense Match. We ran it at Camp Perry this year, and there's just so many things have gone into this match, and I'm just out of my mind excited about the future of it. And I designed the match with some help from others for, me. I'm just a normal guy. And my sons. And I've got 14 and 16-year-old sons, and we like to go to the range and do more than just lay down at 100 yards on the bench and punch holes in paper. So this match is literally, I think, going to sweep the nation. It's designed to be shot on any 100-yard rifle range. All you need is a berm to do it. There's some special targets involved, paper, no big deal there. They get you some plywood and 2x4s, and, you're ready to go, man. I mean, you can run the match. It's a time-plus penalties match, and, it's unlike any rifle match out there. You shoot it at 7 yards, 15, 30, 60, and 100. On the national match level, like at Camp Perry, we ran 200, 300, 400, and 500 as well. We actually got rained out on the 500. It was the worst storm in 100 years up there or something. But the match at Perry was just a great success. I had had top-of-the-line three-gun shooters out there. I had, great high-power rifle shooters there. I had new people. I had youth, 13 and 14, 15-year-old boys and girls. I had women, both experienced women like Deb Cheek, great three gunner for DPMS. I also had women that had never shot in a match before. Hardly really had ever shot a rifle much. Everybody participated. We had fun. The match is challenging enough for the most experienced shooter. We had a heck of a shootout going on for between Tommy Thacker and Ian Harrison. Don't get me wrong, there was a bunch of other guys nipping at the heels too, but those two guys were going at it. Unfortunately, Tommy had a couple procedural penalties, which gave Ian the lead, and Ian Harrison from Top Shot won the overall for the National Defense Match this year, but. As much as I love the top of the line guys, because they get good press, it's all about getting new people to the range. Absolutely. And that's what this match is designed for the NRA for, is to get people out to the range with the rifles that they bought for self-defense or for fun, for whatever reason they bought an AR, a Mini 14, an SKS, an AK-47, an FN SCAR, an FNFAL. Whatever rifle they chose. I think a lot of them go to the range once a year, if that, put 20 rounds downrange at 100 yards on paper, and call it a day.
Right.
This match was designed so they can come to the range and shoot those rifles in a manner that's going to be beneficial to them. And the great thing about it, it's a hoot, man. You can run it with 22s. One of my sons loves to run it with his Ruger 10-22, the 100-yard course. You know, the great thing about that is, you know, I can spend, what, $10? He can shoot that match all day long.
Yep.
It's just fun. Everybody likes it. It's not stressful. You know, this is the NRA's beginning steps into three-gun, multi-gun. And the way it's going to work is because the NRA is a big organization and we try to help the most amount of people that we can, we design the match to reach the masses. So if we get all these people out there, then we've done our job. I personally think, and I've got a lot of people that really do think, this match is like historic in nature. I've been calling it America's match, you know. If you bought a rifle to defend yourself with, we have a match for you to go to your local range and shoot it in a practical course of fire that is meaningful to you. And a bonus, you're going to have fun doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Without a doubt, I went to the NRAblog.com webpage where you can see some videos, actually, of the 2011 National Defense Match at Camp Perry. And you can actually see what it's like to shoot one of these matches, and it's really cool. It's like you said, it is designed for practical use of your carbine. There's no other way to say it. The stages are set up challengingly. It looked like everybody was having a good time. Like you said, not a lot of pressure, a lot of camaraderie. It really looked like a fun time there at Camp Perry.
Yeah, here's the greatest thing about it, man. Everybody that I've talked to said, that just felt like a big, fun family outing, you know? But it was a national match. It was great. It was one of the most meaningful experiences of my life running it. And, you know, when you run some of these big events, a lot of times, you know, it's work and it's stressful and it's not fun anymore. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I had a blast. And I was the guy that was supposed to be stressed out. You know, is it going to work all right? And is everybody going to enjoy it? No, I just had a good time. The kids had fun. The women had fun. Nobody was, you know, stressed out. You know, and it's just I literally think this is going to bring back the national pride in shooting again. The future of the match, we're going to build a pistol match for it. So there's going to be the National Defense Match rifle, the National Defense Match pistol, and even we're going to build a National Defense Match shotgun. All going to be practical, real courses of fire that will, you know, be beneficial to the competitor slash shooter citizen. And, you know, it's just a win-win. I just don't see anything that can stop this match from being super massive.
Yeah, I don't either. And you spoke a little bit about the young kids and how we all know if we're involved in shooting on any level that if we don't get kids involved when they're young and excited about it when they're young, they tend to drift away as they get older. But it was really nice to see, like in the tactical optics division, 14-year-old Colton Serino won first place. Like that's just amazing. It's great to know that 14-year-old, he can go out there and shoot alongside some of the best shooters and still be competitive.
Yeah, I got to tell you about the juniors. I mean, those kids, they did a great job. You know, Colton's been shooting a little bit. I think that was his first competition with a rifle. There were several others, Duncan Stewart, Phoenix Hutchins, and Remington Judd. They all, you know, they're just kids, man, you know. But they did great. And, you know, to the point of Colton winning the optics division. I mean, I was just astounded by that.
That's just
and
a great story.
And I need to point out that he ripped his dad. You know, I mean, awesome. The kid just did good. And he, from what I heard about it, he said, I just had fun, you know. He didn't make any mistakes.
Fantastic.
He did what he was told to. And he had fun.
I'll bet that made for a nice drive home with his dad, huh?
Yeah. Let me tell you something, because I got kids, you know, my boys, same age, you know, thereabout, and they beat me sometimes doing stuff, and nothing makes you prouder as a father than take your son out, teach
Absolutely.
Him some stuff, and watch him flourish. And, you know, we got to get real. These kids nowadays, they're smart, they're agile, they're fast, they learn quick. I think they're a lot, I don't know what to call it, they're better at picking this stuff up than we were when we were kids, that's for darn sure. they just pick it up, you know, real quick, and they're off and running, man, you know.
No, I think the program is, like you said, I think it's destined for big, big things. And it's wonderful to know now that you're going to expand, you're going to get into the handgun and the shotgun versions as well. That's fantastic. When will we be able to see these come out?
Well, we're working on the both of those components right now. And I hope to have some preliminary information out on it within a couple of months. But I would be realistic and say, you know, it's probably going to take till Christmas or so, you know, because we are in the throes of casting off what I believe is the biggest rifle match on the planet, slash now we're developing two other matches at the same time, the pistol shotgun. So we're going to be developing them. We don't want to rush it. We don't want to rush the rifle side of it either. I think we should be tempered and take it in stride and do it right. I do not want to make a mistake and rush something, and then, you know, the next thing you know, we wrote a whole bunch of rules that make it unfun or just not work for whatever reason, and now what do we got, you know? This must, in my opinion, be done right. It's very important because I literally believe this match will be an ongoing match and still a matter of national pride when I die. And that's going to be a lot.
That's a fantastic program, and hopefully that won't be for a long time, Mr. Tuggle. Hopefully that will not be for a long time. Before I let you go,
at least a couple of years.
Before I let you go, are you going to be, or are you now, at the AR-15 Pro-Am?
Yes, I am here, and very excited about it. They've got a heck of a show set up here. You know, the stages are excellent. I was out perusing them today, and there's a lot of people have done a lot of hard work here. Rock Castle is just a fabulous shooting facility. And, you know, BNRE's doing a three-gun experience here as well. People can come down and shoot in that and get a feeling of what it's like to shoot in a three-gun stage. I think JP has a side match going on, JP Industries. There's a lot of stuff happening here this weekend, and if you live anywhere within, you know, any, come down and just come down and watch, shoot a little bit, have some fun. Guarantee you, it's going to get you excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. We've been encouraging everyone all night. If you have a chance to get down there this weekend, you need to get down there. Trey, before I let you go, tell everyone if they have questions about National Defense Match shooting, where can they go online to find answers to their questions?
Well, I would just say, you know, first off, just Google the NRA National Defense Match, and you're going to come up with a bunch of stuff. It'll take you to our blog at the NRA website, and you'll be able to read stuff off our blog there. You can email me personally at T-T-U-G-G-L-E, T-Tuggle, at NRAHQ.org. And, you know, once you email me, you know, we can talk email. And then, you know, if we can't work it out over email, I'll give you my phone number. You can call me, we'll talk. And I'm all about spreading this match across the nation, and I want to talk to anybody that wants to talk about it.
Yeah, I think anybody, if you've got just a little range near your house and you've got young kids around that, you know, they spend a lot of time just shooting their 22s at paper targets, just just get hold of Trey Tuggle and put on a national defense match at your local range. You only need a 100-yard range to do it, and you can run the entire course. It's really an amazing setup, and I'm very impressed with what you've done with it, Trey. Thanks a lot for coming on the show, and have fun this weekend.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That is former Navy SEAL Trey Tuggle with the NRA. He basically is the man behind the NRA's National Defense Match program, which is just an outstanding rifle program for your carbine. Just a match you can put on with you and your entire town, you and your whole state, or just you and a bunch of buddies at 100-yard range. You can do it. We are out of time once again. Please, if you are anywhere close to Rockcastle Shooting Center this weekend, you better get your butt down there. Go shake some hands. Go say hi to the Avilas. Say hi to Joe DeBurgolis. Get yourself some trigger time. CMMG will be there with some full auto toys for you as well. It's just going to be a fantastic time. Going to announce these winners real quick of a contest from the last show. The Jim Morris three-gun book winners were Strat 81, JDMNAR, that's one word, JDMNAR, and J97531 were the three winners of the Jim Morris three-gun book. The Pantao Productions DVD winners, the grand prize winner was JH1990, and the runners-up were Jubs, Medic Frost, Naga, 0612 Devil, and Eric Taylor. I want to thank our guest, Joe DeBurgolis, as usual. He has been working his butt off to get this AR15.com Pro-Am event up and running, and he's finally going to see the fruits of his labor this weekend. I'm really excited for Joe. I want to thank Tom Fuller from Bushnell's Military Line, and Trey Tuggle, of course, the NRA Tactical Rifle Coordinator. I am John Gold signing off. Stay tuned to the forums, especially the Radio Free ARFCOM forum this weekend. We are trying to bring you live coverage from the AR15.com Pro-Am, so stay tuned to the Radio Free ARFCOM forum at AR15.com. You guys know where I'm at. Congratulations to the winners. I want to thank Pendale Productions and Jim Morris for providing prizes to the winners. We will be back after the Pro-Am 3-Gun with our regularly scheduled show, and I will be having some really fun and big giveaways coming up early this fall for you guys. So stay tuned, and God bless the great republic that is the United States of America.
The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache.